Chapter 5. I stood at attention. No less than 3 veterans and 3 officers surrounded me. The 7th man, Centurion Graves, was the only one present who wasn't shouting at me. The rest were barking like a pack of dogs.
"You knew you were involved in a drill, is that correct, recruit?"
"Yes, adjunct. I suspected that was the case." A tough-eyed woman pressed forward. She was Adjunct Toro, one of Centurion Graves's 2 supporting officers. Most importantly, she was the officer closest to me in the chain of command. Among all of them, she was possibly the angriest. She was red-faced and her lips curled away from her teeth as she spoke, as if I'd shot her instead of Harris.
"What you did was unacceptable, McGill. Drill or not, killing a superior on the practice field without cause isn't permitted. I'm formally requesting that you be kicked out of my unit and preferably the entire Legion."
I glanced at her and then directed my eyes straight ahead again. "May I be permitted to speak, sirs?"
"No!"
shouted the adjunct.
"Yes," said Centurion Graves.
Everyone stopped talking. They continued glaring at me but tossed surprised looks at Graves. It was the first time he'd spoken during the grilling.
"Thank you, sir," I said.
"Veteran Harris was engaged in sniping at my squad mates when I located him. The drill had not ended when I fired my weapon. I believe I took appropriate action."
"That's it?"
squawked the adjunct.
"That's your answer. He was no longer a threat. He acknowledged you'd located him and therefore had successfully terminated the exercise."
"Excuse me, sirs," I said. "He did not drop his weapon. He did not surrender. He did not announce the exercise was over."
"That's because you shot him before he could speak."
"That's enough," said Graves, sighing. "Anyone else want to say anything before I announce my disciplinary decision?"
Someone cleared his throat at the back of the room. Everyone turned to look. It was Veteran Harris. He was having difficulty walking, as he'd only just returned from the revival center. I felt my throat constrict at the sight of him.
"I'd like to say something, sir," he said.
"Please do."
"I know Legion Varus is a harsh unit. We train our troops to think for themselves. We kill them now and then to keep them sharp and make sure they take their training seriously. All that said, I would suggest that this young man has done me a favor."
Centurion Graves's eyebrows raised high in surprise.
"And what favor is that?"
"He taught me a lesson today, one I'll not soon forget."
The centurion nodded thoughtfully.
"I take it then that you wish to drop the charges?"
he asked.
Veteran Harris coughed and nodded.
"Yes, sir."
"Very well. The charges are dropped. Dismissed."
"That's it?"
the adjunct asked rudely.
"Do you have something to add?"
"Yes. I don't want a man like this in my group. He'll shoot me in the back one day if he doesn't like how I run things."
"All right. Transfer him to Adjunct Leeson's group."
I couldn't believe the ordeal was over. It had been a grueling day. Before noon, I'd been placed in detention. After hours, the officers and veterans had formed a pack, and I'd spent an hour being debriefed, grilled, and just plain yelled at. A few minutes after Graves had announced his decision, I was out in the hallway, breathing a sigh of relief. Harris followed me down the long, echoing tubes toward our quarters.
"Why'd you shoot me, son?"
he asked. "I was pissed off," I said. He nodded.
"That's what I figured. Do you know that I haven't died in 3 campaigns?"
I looked at him. He did look old, almost as old as Graves himself. I shook my head. "No, I didn't know that."
"That's why they call me the old man. Do you know how I kept from dying all that time, through 3 campaigns on 3 worlds?"
"No, veteran."
"Because I always killed the other guy first. But this time you surprised me. No warning, no shouting. You just fired your weapon."
You won't surprise me again, recruit.
I'm sure you're right, veteran.
He left me then, moving painfully off toward the non-com sleeping quarters on Deck 8. I heaved another sigh. I could understand his anger. A grim thought occurred to me. What if he'd spoken up on my behalf in order to keep me in this unit? Not because he understood my actions, but because he wanted the opportunity to get even. Personally. I'd expected that my actions would make an enemy out of Harris, but now I thought I might have made something far worse. A committed enemy. I crashed on my bunk on Deck 9, stretching my arms over my head. Lights were already out and everyone was asleep. The moment my head hit the pillow, I heard stealthy footsteps. I lurched awake, lifting my hands, reaching for the throat of my attacker. I barely stopped myself in time. It was Kiwi. She smiled at me in the dim light.
I wanted to thank you for killing the old man.
I laughed softly.
I think you're the only one who's happy about it.
Are you kidding? She whispered. The whole unit is talking about it. No one can believe it. He hasn't died for years, you know. He was the oldest living ground troop in the Legion.
I've heard that. How are your legs?
They're good. The bio people worked on them for 6 hours, pulling out metal and regrowing tissue. Now I'm ready for anything again. That brings me to why I'm here. Have you figured it out yet?
Then she opened her shirt as a hint, and I got the idea. Kiwi, like almost everyone in Legion Varus, had a colorful past. She'd been rejected by the name-brand Legions just as I had, but for entirely different reasons. I'd heard rumors about her operating questionable websites and services on the public grid during her college years. Some people said they were illegal scams. Whatever the case, she was a very expressive and extroverted girl. What can I say? I'm young, male, and as much of an opportunist as the next guy. We made love, despite the fact that I was bone-tired. I learned the next day that Kiwi had been right about the general mood of the unit. They were secretly pleased by my actions.
Dude, Carlos said to me before I was even dressed, that fucker iced me first. Not even second, but first. He had 20 targets, but he picked me out to shoot in the back.
Are you really surprised?
Yeah, right. Ha ha, funny guy. Anyway, I'm so very, very glad you took him out. The old man deserved it. You shouldn't feel bad for a second.
Don't worry, I told him. I enjoyed it. He stared at me for a second, then said,
remind me not to get on your shit list, okay?
You're already there, I told him with a grim smile. We headed back to training and learned that we'd taken a drastic leap forward. We were no longer going to work as independent squads of recruits. For the remaining weeks of in-flight training, we were to be incorporated into our active duty combat units. We trained every day with light troop regulars as well as weaponeers, techs, bios, and veterans. We still held the rank of recruit, however. That could not be changed until we'd gone through at least one campaign. After that, we'd automatically be promoted to full-fledged light troops. If we were lucky, we'd be assigned to a heavy troop unit and be issued armor. Further promotions, however, would be based upon performance and aptitude, as noted by our officers in the field. Varus had a typical Legion structure. At the top was a tribune, who was in overall command. The Legion was divided into 10 cohorts, each of which consisted of 6 units of roughly 100 troops. Every cohort was commanded by a primus, while each 100-man unit in the cohort had a centurion in charge. The cohorts were lightly or heavily equipped. The less experienced troops were always put into the light cohorts. Our unit was led by Centurion Graves with 2 adjuncts serving under him. Each adjunct commanded a group of 3 squads. The squads were commanded by veterans. The specialists were next in rank, and we had a lot of those around. Specialists came in several varieties. Each squad had at least 2 weaponeers, 2 bios for medical work,
and two techs who operated drones and serviced all our complex hardware. Other cohorts were made up largely of heavy troops, people who'd earned the right to wear full armor and shielding in combat. At the very bottom of the pile were recruits like me. We wore light armor and carried snap rifles. We were distinctly unimportant, and were offhandedly kicked around by everyone else in the unit. I'd been assigned to Adjunct Leeson's combat group permanently. In the reshuffle before we reached the target world, Veteran Harris was placed under Leeson as well. The rest of the group, about 40 men and women, were made up of various flavors of specialists, light troops, and recruits. This was a real fighting unit, not just an assembly of raw recruits doing exercises.